Jay Carey.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
How is everyone?
Good.
Great morning. Let's fire away.
What do you see as your role here coming in? What have they kind of told you you're going to be doing?
I think the biggest thing for me is to come in here with a sound mind and compete. Nothing is given in this league. You have to compete for everything that you want to accomplish. And, though I'm coming here to be a starter, that is still yet to be seen. I still have to display my talents to this staff and to this organization that they can feel comfortable enough to trust me with being on the field. So, competition is something that I embrace, and it's something that I've done for a very long time. And I'm excited to get started.
Greg Williams, and just your thoughts on playing under him and in his defense.
I've played against him when he was in St. Louis, and their defense was always very savvy in the things that they've done, and I've always liked the things that they were able to do on defense, especially from a secondary standpoint. They really mix a lot of the things up. They have a lot of deceptive blitzes and some things to just throw off offensive opponents, to allow the secondary and the back end a good opportunity to make some big plays. So seeing what he's done here has been something that he's normally done wherever he's been. So excited to be able to play under his scheme and to be able to work with a tremendous staff and organization.
What was it about the situation that you decided this is where you wanted to come play, especially coming off 0-16?
I think this organization is growing. They've brought in a lot of the pieces to the puzzle that a lot of people may have viewed were missing. My family is up here closer. My parents is here. I played here at Ohio University. All of the things really lined up in order for me to embrace this situation. And you always want to be a part of history in the making, in the sense that you're able to be on that team when it's gotten turned around. And so that's a challenge that I think all players take on. And myself personally, that's something that I embrace too. I want to be able to be one of the cornerstone players that is able to get this thing turned around.
You talk about going from being a seventh-round draft pick to now being a coveted free agent. How much work that took you to get to that level?
It took a tremendous amount of work, and I thank the man above. I was able to accomplish a lot, and I think being picked in the seventh round continued my drive and my hunger to always be starving to accomplish more. And that's something that, I feel like every player has a chip on their shoulder when they're coming out and they're not viewed upon as what they value themselves as. And so that situation was, to me, I wouldn't have wanted to change it for anything, because it allowed me to continue to strive and excel, to want to be better and to be respected in this league. And ultimately, you play this game to be respected, and you play this game to win. And so that was something that I really took upon and struggled and clawed myself into positions to be able to allow my talents to speak for itself.
For those of us who don't see the Raiders every week, and you look at your record last year, no interceptions, how would you respond to your season last year?
I think, the no interception thing is, of course, that's what you want to see DBs do. But as far as my coverage ability, I think that, I was placed upon to cover some of the top receivers that we played last year. And I feel like I did very well in shutting down their attacks against how they attacked our defense. And sometimes you don't get the interception. Sometimes you just are seen for your coverage ability, in the sense that opponent didn't have a great game because I was on them, or the scheme that we put into place for defense really, really took advantage of their offensive weapons. So sometimes that doesn't come with all the glitz and the glamour. You do the dirty work behind the scenes, and the overall success is a win. And so you play the game to win, and I think that's something that we did and accomplished on the defensive side for the most of the part.
A lot of cornerbacks, it seems to me anyway, are not great tacklers. but you had 84 tackles. So, again, talk about that. You must take pride in actually wrapping up and taking the guy down.
I mean, that's something that cornerbacks nowadays are going to have to start doing more often. And it's something it used to be, you know, we come into this game and we're just built to cover. And the game is evolving consistently year after year. And they're expecting cornerbacks to be able to do a lot more within just covering. And so tackling is definitely a strength and an ability that I feel like I bring to the table within the defensive scheme to count on me and to depend on me to come up and make that tackle versus the running back or the fullback or a tight end off the flat. And I think that brings an asset of a value.
Do you come to Cleveland with sort of an appreciation for, because of what you've been through, you know, in your life and the adversity that you've had to deal with, do you have just an appreciation for, you know, for football, for everything, basically, just reading your, you know, a little bit about your background and your history?
I think that's a very good question. I just have a really appreciation of life, you know, and I think that when you're put into this opportunity to play this game that's so hard to get into, you can never take anything for granted. And so I feel like as athletes, we have to continue to humble ourselves and have the humility to be able to take everything that comes with this game and have a joy with it. And my time of being able to be drafted by the Raiders and now, you know, starting my later part of my career with the Browns is a tremendous blessing to me. And I really take that challenge on and I'm thankful for it. And so, yeah.
And from a health standpoint, have you been completely 100% fine and you have nothing that you have to worry about ever since you underwent your surgery?
No. You know, fortunately and blessed enough, I've came in this league and I've been in this league 4 years, going on five, and I haven't had any injuries significant to keep me out of a good gamble of games. So, you know, I don't think that's luck. You know, I think that is a lot of it is from the man of above who take care of me. And, you know, the work ethic that I continue to strive and provide and the people that surround me as far as coaching staff, nutritionists, you know, it's more than just what we do on the field. It's an overall goal of an organization really helping that player be able to stay healthy because it's the little things that really matter.
How did your role kind of evolve in the last 4 years with Oakland as far as where you were playing and how much they were using you?
I think that the versatility really started to evolve when I came in my rookie year, and you don't really see a lot of defensive backs or a lot of defensive players catching punts or doing kickoff returns. And so that was something that I embraced, and I had fun with it. And it really allowed me to exploit more skills and strengths that I had going into year in after year out on building something for the next season. And so it evolved from punt return, kickoff return, nickel, corner, safety, and so it really started to evolve into me learning more about the game, learning about the X's and O's, and being able to be surrounded by greatness. You know, I've had the opportunity to play with Charles Woodson, you know, Justin Tuck, Lamar Woodley, you know, be coached by Rod Woodson, and you know, I've had a lot of mentors around me to really carry the load on what I needed to do in order to accomplish being that versatile, and I'm thankful for that opportunity. And now it's just continuing to learn and strive to be able to accomplish those things, but build off the weaknesses and make those weaknesses strengths.
You're most comfortable outside corner?
Yeah. I like playing outside corner. It's just very hard because a lot of teams are lining up in 11 personnel majority of the game. So me being able to be so versatile and playing nickel as well, it's harder for me to be lined up outside because, you know, defensive packages nowadays, we're starting to use nickel package and 12 personnel. So, you know, a lot of the times in this league, you see majority 12, 11, and 10 personnel. It's rarely that you see some teams play 21 or, you know, the big back packages where you're keeping your base defense in there. So it's something that I do love doing. Unfortunately, the game is starting to evolve into such a pass-heavy offense that we're in nickel majority of the time.
Division that's got A.J. Green and Antonio Brown in it. much you're looking forward to matching up with those guys.
Man, you always embrace the matchups, and those are some tremendous talent receivers. And, you know, we had some talented receivers back in the division as well. And, you know, they all come with a different challenge. You know, for the receivers that I played, the Keenan Allens, the Demaryius Thomases, and the Sanders, and the Tyreek Hills, and the Kelseys, you know, all of those different type of receivers have different abilities and different strengths. And so you have to craft your skills to find out how to take some of their weaknesses away. And so I'm looking forward to being in a different arena where I'm facing different type of receivers and figuring out how I could craft something in my niche in order to slow them down and stop them.
Did the Browns' interest take you or your agent by surprise? Was there any tip-off? Do you have an advocate here that you know of?
Not that I'm aware. I mean, I actually, some of the coaches that are here now, you know, Eric was here. I was with Eric in Oakland, and so seeing a familiar face here is definitely refreshing. I don't know how much of a connection that was into, you know, the whole process of the urge to go out and reach out to me. But, you know, being from Ohio University, definitely loved the opportunity, and I'm pretty sure that we are definitely going to have fun here.
Teammate was Derek Carr.
Derek Carr was a phenomenal teammate. You know, he's one of those guys that knows everyone in the room, from the kicker to long snapper to the defensive lineman to, you know, people that you wouldn't really necessarily think a quarterback would normally be around his offensive lineman, his offense. But Derek Carr is a tremendous athlete and is a tremendous person as well, in the sense that he always tried to make his presence known to everyone, to the staff, to the organization, and to not only the organization but the players in his locker room. And that's what I think continues to prevail him to be a great leader in that organization.
Do you know Demaryius Randall previously? Have you talked to him about coming in together and trying to give the secondary a boost?
I actually watched him play a little bit in Green Bay, and he has some tremendous skills as well. And so seeing his ability and just a lot of the talent that they have here already and some of the talent that we've brought in here is it's exciting, because now you're putting yourself into a position where, you know, you have all these little pieces to the puzzle, but you're trying to figure out how to match them up. And so I think that we have a great staff defensively to definitely put all those pieces to the puzzle and to make in – and continuing to be a great defense. So it's interesting to see the talent that we have here and how we can mesh it together.
All set? All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Thanks, TJ. We should have Carlos Hyde down next.
What's next? No problem. Like 5 minutes?
Hopefully 5 minutes. Hopefully, yes.
You dropped something. An hour slow.
Yeah, I was looking up. I was like, oh, okay.
I was like,
whole daylight savings, right?
Thank you, guys and ladies.
Thank you. Good luck. Have fun. So he's